Time now for another installment in our occasional series, Here's the Thing, where Julian Clancy uncovers the stories behind some of the objects on display in the Little Museum of Dublin. Tonight, he's looking at a series of photographs from one of Ireland's most acclaimed photographers.
There are a lot of wonderful photographs of the capital scattered around the Little Museum of Dublin. Some of the most powerful shots, though, are by Bill Doyle, who sadly passed away in 2010.
I was astonished to know that he was in his 80s when he died. I thought he was a young guy. I thought he was in his late 60s or 70s.
That's Anthony Farrell, founder of Lilliput Press, who's published two collections of Bill's work, including Images of Dublin, A Time Remembered. It was from this book that a number of shots were selected to hang in the museum. Taken over different decades, they all share the same unique quality.
I think just the tenderness and the ability to capture a moment frozen in time.
As a child, Bill was always fascinated with cameras, and he was largely self-taught. His career really took off, though, in 1967, when he entered and won the Daily Telegraph magazine Photographer of the Year award. Working from his studio on Stephen's Green, Bill walked or cycled everywhere, capturing ordinary Dubliners with extraordinary photographs.
Bill was just very much a man of the people, and he would photograph people at mass or people walking the roads, working in the fields. He'd never set anything up. He just captured life on the wing.
Bill's photography is in black and white, and he would often pay as much attention to how these shots were developed to what they were of. And it's this attention to detail that brings a timelessness to these photographs that's spellbinding.
There's a woman in Bewley's with her little finger raised drinking a cup of tea, but with her poodle on her lap. And she's looking fixedly away from camera, and the dog's looking directly at camera. And yet it's tender, you know, it's there's a huge vulnerability in that woman.
Bill could often be seen walking around the streets of Dublin, and if the light was right and you passed him by, you could actually find yourself in the middle of one of his shots. One picture, taken in 1979, is of three punks dressed in torn jeans, leather jackets, tight cropped hair. There's also an elderly man walking past. Glasses, a peaked cap, overcoat, and a look of sheer contempt on his face.
Well, he literally walked into the frame, saw Bill taking the photograph, and then went up to him and muttered some profanity about these three. And he really despised these people. But again, they're framed by the arch, and it's a perfect shot.
As much as the shots were about turning the lens on the people, sometimes they turned the lens on the country itself, capturing moments of change where the old world met the new.
The Man on the Moon shot, that was taken in 1969 in Dublin with his old newspaper seller saying, "All well in moon craft." That was the Apollo 2, I think. But it's timeless.
Another iconic shot is of a line of people queuing up outside a cinema advertising the film Love Story, starring Ryan O'Neill. A single coy nun is the only face you can make out in the shot.
Yeah, I think there's a great innocence about this image. Innocence about that era, actually. When Ireland was discovering that there was a world outside itself. And, yeah, I'd say they're all queuing up to see Ryan O'Neill. But it's a funny, there's great humour in there.
One of Anthony's favourite shots is a picture that's not actually in the Little Museum of Dublin, but it does help explain where Bill's passion for people and place came from after his wife passed away in the 60s.
There's a wonderful photograph of he and his wife bicycling through a wood in Wicklow. And I asked him how he took it, and he had it on a timer, you know. And it just captured the light and their duality vanishing into the distance. So an extraordinary photograph. And when his wife died, he cut himself off from his immediate family. And embraced, you know, life around him and threw himself into his work.
A lot of the subjects, the scenes, and the stories that Bill's photos captured have long since disappeared, as the city has changed so much. However, Bill never complained or lamented these changes. He just did his best to capture them.
Yes, he was a witness. He was a witness, but not a judge. So he became a sort of incidental documentarian of Dublin street life over between the 70s and the year 2000, which is when we published his Images of Dublin.
Bill Doyle passed away in his home very suddenly in 2010. But you can still see his stunning photographs of Dublin street life on display in the Little Museum of Dublin. Do you miss him?
Yes, God, you'd miss his. His great humour and his smile, yeah. He just had a fantastically engaging personality and a bright eye and whimsical and wicked and, you know, always with an eye out for street life, which is what he became famous for, really.
Julian Clancy was reporting there on the life and work of the late Bill Doyle. Bill was remembered in that piece by his friend Anthony Farrell, the founder of Lilliput Press, which published two collections of Doyle's work. Here's the Thing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.